In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who communes with us so that we might commune with Him. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I asked the question at the beginning of service, who are you having breakfast with? And depending on who it is or what day it is, you might be having breakfast with somebody else, or you might be having breakfast at home. I know that usually the way that my morning goes is I'm up before anybody else in the house is up, even the dog, and I kind of stumble into the kitchen and I tear open a packet of oatmeal, and that is just breakfast by myself. And it's kind of a lonely time. In fact, it's such a lonely time that I began to listen to a podcast in the morning, just because it was sort of like there's nobody out, nobody here. I sort of need something to listen to or to think about. And so I started to listen to different voices talking to me in the morning through my phone. I guess I could have called one of you up. But after I have my breakfast and then I get going and go about my day, sometimes I kind of remember having breakfast when I was in college. And there was a particular place that I liked to go and have breakfast. And I found this place basically because my friends and I were doing what some college students do, and we were celebrating life on a Friday night or a Saturday night. And we found out that there was a place in, I did my undergrad in Nebraska, and there was a place that was about 30 miles away called Waco, Nebraska. And Waco, Nebraska had a Sapp Brothers truck stop. And the Sapp Brothers truck stop had the best breakfast in the world. It was phenomenal. And it was worth every minute of that 30-minute drive to get out there. In fact, and since it was in this town called Waco, we started calling it the Wacko Run. And we would make the Wacko Run and go out there. We would have breakfast together and continue our celebration. And it was great. And then a little bit later on, I started figuring out that I liked to work at night. I don't really anymore, but I like to do a lot of my papers and stuff at night. I was sort of an insomniac during my undergrad years, and so I was in my dorm room, and my dorm room was kind of boring, and there were distractions in my dorm room that would get me off topic, and I knew that if I went someplace, that then I could probably focus a little better. And so the only place that I could think of in Nebraska that was open during the times that I wanted to go and write my papers was Waco, Nebraska. And so I drove out to Waco, this time alone, not with my friends. And I sat down in my booth and I ordered the steak and eggs, medium rare, thank you very much, sunny side up. And I had breakfast with me, and at first I thought I was alone. But since I wasn't there with my friends, I started noticing the other people in the Sapp Brothers truck stop. I actually, for the very first time, noticed that my senior citizen waitress was named Norma Jean. And I always imagined in my head that she really was Marilyn Monroe, just aged that much, working in a truck stop in Waco, Nebraska. And I got to talk to truckers, and I got to hear about their lives, and I got to hear about their jobs, and it was all so very interesting. I still didn't get that much done on my paper. I particularly remember writing a paper on crime and punishment and wondering how I could understand Russian lit in a truck stop in Waco, Nebraska. But it's kind of funny, the people that we have breakfast with. There's kind of a special feeling to that meal. I mean, you can go and you can do lunch with somebody. And there's a feeling to that meal as well. But a lot of times when you have lunch with somebody, it's kind of hurried. You know, you have to get back to work or whatever it might be. Or if you have dinner with them, sometimes the commitment level is just way too high there. You don't want to ask the wrong person to dinner. That might get weird. But breakfast communicates its own thing. Breakfast says, I'm willing to get up early for you, which is a big deal. I am willing to hop in the shower and brush my teeth before I have anything to eat. I am willing to starve myself for a little while I am driving to whatever place we're having breakfast at, just so that I can share this meal with you. That's what breakfast is like. And breakfast, a lot of times, it can feel like it lasts so much longer than lunch or dinner. And maybe it doesn't actually, but it just seems like there's more connection there. Maybe it's the coffee. But there's this thing about breakfast. And this thing about breakfast that Jesus seems to get. It's kind of easy in our gospel reading to actually bump over the fact that Jesus has breakfast with his Father in this reading. Because it's all about how Jesus goes and then he meets Simon's mother-in-law, and much to Simon's protesting, he heals. No, not Simon doesn't protest, but he heals Simon's mother-in-law. And then after that, then there's casting out demons and there's healing sick people and all of this stuff that happens, it seems, way late into the night. And he's finally able to get some rest. And then Mark tells us that he gets up early in the morning and he goes and he prays. He carves out a little bit of time for his Father. And there's still a lot to do. We can get that from the rest of the gospel reading. The disciples are totally distraught. They have no idea where he's gone. They think he's gone to Waco, Nebraska. They find him actually in Galilee. And they say, there's more stuff to do. What are we doing next? And Jesus says, I have a bunch of towns to go to. That's why I came. And so Jesus is stuck in a life that is just as busy as any of our lives, if not more so. A life that is so important for so many people that he can go and heal them, and that he can then go on to the next town and do the same thing. But in the middle of that, that he can carve out that time to pray shows you how important it is to him. And if we are baptized into his name, then we should be able to at least begin to grasp a little bit of the sense of that importance in our lives. In fact, that's probably a lot of the reason that some of you are here today, is that you realize the importance of coming here and having breakfast with the triune God. That you realize the importance of coming here and grabbing a cup of coffee off of that bar, and then a little bit later on, having a meal together with Jesus, which Jesus himself provides of his own body and his own blood in the sacrament. And we have that ability to spend time with him, because of what he did for us on the cross. You see, because he died on that cross, he gave us access to the Father and the Holy Spirit. Because he died on that cross, he also gave us something else that is so necessary for breakfast. He gave us the ability to relax around Him. Because when it comes down to it, I think that's probably the thing that I enjoy the most about breakfast. Probably sharing any meal, but there's something about breakfast that it's kind of relaxed. That if I sit down to breakfast, that it's going to be a time where I can just be me. And we can talk about whatever. And that's what we get from Jesus and His sacrifice for us. You see, this isn't a business meeting breakfast. It's not like Jesus is telling us, well, you have to show up here so that we can have this breakfast meeting. And at this breakfast meeting, I'm going to tell you what you need to do for the next week. Because that would be kind of a bummer breakfast. I don't know that I would really want to show up to that breakfast every Sunday. But what Jesus promises us, what Jesus gives to us in this time, is this ability to come and just be. And to have our sins forgiven, to hear that from Him, that He chooses to sit down at table with us, is such an amazing gift. It's a gift then that we can share with other people. That we can actually go out into this world and do something so faithful, so spiritual, so powerful as having breakfast with somebody else. I mean, doesn't it sound good? Aren't you thinking right now, who can I have breakfast with? This sounds good. I like Denny's. It's bad for me, but I love Denny's. That's what Jesus does for us. He says, sit down at my table. Commune with me in the midst of your busy world. It's okay. I've paid the bill. Order what you want. Amen.